President Donald Trump is taking sides in the property tax debate going on in the Texas legislature. It's Monday, May 1st, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Welcome to the first day of the week and the first day of the month. I really appreciate you starting both with the Texas Minute. Even though the regular session of the Texas legislature is set to end on May 29th, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has said he's ready for a special session since the Texas House isn't getting their work done. We'll get to that coming up, but first. Under legislation advanced in the Texas House last week, district attorneys will need to think twice about turning a blind eye to certain crimes under the guise of prosecutorial discretion. House Bill 17 by Republican State Representative David Cook of Mansfield expands the definition of official misconduct. It now includes a prosecuting attorney's adoption or enforcement of a policy of refusing to prosecute certain criminal offenses under state law. Those who believe the prosecuting attorney is engaging in such misconduct can submit a petition for the prosecutor's removal from office. Public statements expressing an intent not to enforce certain laws would be sufficient grounds for removal. Cook said the purpose of the legislation is to remove politics from prosecution, arguing that failure to enforce the law sets a dangerous precedent. Now, the Senate had passed a similar version of this legislation back in early April. Senators passed legislation late last week designed to protect Texans from restrictions and mandates related to COVID-19 vaccines. The measure was authored by Republican Senator Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham. It blocks schools and institutions of higher education, both public and private, from requiring students to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. It also bars the Department of State Health Services and the Health and Human Services Commission from revising the list of required childhood vaccinations without legislative approval. Hospitals and medical clinics would not be allowed to deny service on the basis of a patient's COVID-19 vaccination status, and any facility that violates the restriction would become ineligible to receive Medicaid funds under state law. The lone exception to that was inserted at the behest of Republican State Senator Kelly Hancock of North Richland Hills. He pushed for hospitals to be allowed to require patients to receive a COVID-19 vaccine in order to receive either an organ transplant or treatment for cancer. The legislation must pass the House within the next month before it can go to the governor's desk. In a posting yesterday to his Truth social networking site, former President Donald Trump weighed in on the debate between the Texas House and Senate property tax relief proposals, taking the side of the Senate. The House and Senate have passed differing versions of property tax relief. Championing the Senate proposals, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who is the chair of Trump's Texas elected leadership team. The chief feature of the Senate plan is to increase the homestead exemption from $40,000 to $70,000 and allow senior citizens and disabled adults to get an additional $30,000. The House's version is promoted by Speaker Dade Phelan. The House wants to reduce the maximum compressed tax rate schools can levy and limit how much the taxable value of a property can increase each year. Trump called the House plan a disaster for Texas. This isn't the first time Mr. Trump has opposed Phelan. Back in 2021, Trump took aim at Speaker Phelan over election security legislation and pledged to work against him in the 2022 primary election. Phelan, however, ultimately ran unopposed. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Did you know you can watch the Texas legislature live? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There, you can find gavel-to-gavel coverage of the legislature, as well as all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like the Headline, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
There are now less than 30 days left in the constitutionally defined regular session of the Texas legislature. It will end on May 29th. But Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick told Brandon Walton's in a special edition of The Headline that there are too many big issues that haven't yet been addressed by the Texas House, and he's unwilling to let them die.
Look, there's nothing wrong with a special session. People elected us to work and get the job done.
In the long-form interview, Patrick described how the Senate was able to pass all 30 of his legislative priorities with more than a month left to go in the session. He cautioned House members from thinking they could pass a flurry of bills in the session's final days. So, what does Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick say citizens can do about it?
Well, I think for the citizens out there, just to let their House members know, and there are a lot of good conservatives in the House and good members, they're working hard too, but they just need to let leadership know what's the holdup.
You can check out that full interview, get the details of all the other stories mentioned today, and find the latest news and commentary all at texasscorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Daryl Frost and Brandon Waltons. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.